Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Thank you for tuning in today. Hey, I caught you by surprise, didn't I? Started an hour early. I love mornings. This is Watch Your Roof. It's 7 o'clock, 8:25, 2013, here, there, and everywhere. Lunatic fringe and all that, you know. Well, here we are, standing on the doorstep of the end of the world. The dark forces that are in power have decided that this is the hour that we will be drugged into the war. The war that ends all wars? I don't think so. Constant war. No, we've been at war for, oh gosh, I can't even remember how many years we've been at war. That doggone Hegelian dialectic that they keep applying to us, it just keeps going on and on and on. You know, have you ever heard of Mazzini and the Freemasons and all those guys, you know? Albert Pike and Mazzini, they had this thing going on and wrote and talked to each other all the time. One thing they talked about was World War III and how they were going to pull it off. What? Drinking my coffee here, just like Paul Bagley, Pastor Paul Bagley. Anyway, you know, even though the sky may be falling, and there is confusion all around us, we have to be grounded in the one true thing that we know is reality. Because we don't live in this false reality. This system is artificial. It isn't real. The only thing that's real is the power of the life-giving spirit of Jesus Christ. Because he freed you from the vicious circle of sin and death through his death on the cross. And he said over and over and over again, let not your hearts be troubled. Let not your hearts be troubled. Fear not, fear not. So we can't continue to be slaves to fear and sin because we're Christians and we have the Holy Spirit within us. And, you know, we've been released from that, all of that. Don't you know? In Romans 8:23, it says, and even we Christians, although we have the Holy Spirit within us, as a foretaste of future glory, also groan to be released from this pain and suffering. We too wait anxiously for the day when God will give us our full rights as his children, including the new bodies he has promised us, bodies that will never be sick and never die. So we're saved by trust. We have our faith. We have the Holy Spirit within us. Yes, we do. Do we have the Holy Spirit within us? Only you know. Only you know. And in Romans 8:26, it says, in the same way, by our faith, the Holy Spirit helps us with our daily problems and in our praying, for we don't even know what to pray for, nor how to pray. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with such feeling that it cannot be expressed in words. So we know we have the Holy Spirit in our hearts if we've asked him, if we've invited him, if we love to have him in us. Yes, indeed. And doesn't it say And haven't the prophets mentioned in the scriptures? For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And so, why should we be like cringing, fearful slaves, but behave like God's very own children? Because the Holy Spirit speaks deep within our hearts and tells us that we are truly God's children. And so it is. We're not to walk around anxiously from day to day. We have a different plan. Nope. We walk by the faith. We walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. And we know that it is not by our works. No. It's not what we do. It's not what we think. It's not what we say, but it is how we've allowed the Spirit to come in and drive our car. Because we are no longer bound by the law, but by the Spirit. We no longer adhere to Jewish fables. The doctrines of men that make void the word of God, they don't adhere to sound doctrine, but only to those words that will tickle their ears, hey, hallelujah. We aren't saved from sin's grasp by knowing the commandments of God because we can't and don't keep them. But God put them into effect, and a different plan was made to save us. He sent his son in a human body like ours, except that ours are sinful and will be destroyed if we allow sin to have control of us. But God gave his son as a sacrifice for our sins if we will just allow him to take over. Isn't that so? So we're walking around, we're worrying about this, we're worrying about that, but we're not focusing on what we should be focusing on. Yes, it's so difficult to go through the world, listen to what the world has to say, and be separated. But we have to be separated. We are not part of this world, even though we are here among it. We have been raised to live in peace and to be a blessing. Because that's what we've been called to do. And the call is from Jesus Christ himself. Yes, it is. And the Father who raised him from the dead. And he has warned us over and over and over again that we're not to follow the doctrines of men, but only the words of God. And what did he do? He invited you to share the eternal life he gives through Christ. You are already following a different way, which doesn't go to heaven at all, no. If anyone teaches you another gospel other than my gospel, do not listen. Do not listen. Is there discord among the brethren of the truth? Yes. But you were called to be kind and walk with his grace. You were born and chosen by God to be his, predestinated. And it says in the word, and don't you know, and haven't you read what the prophets have said about you? that in Galatians chapter 2, verse 8, for the same God gave each one of us our own very special gifts. Yes, we have a special gift, each and every one of us, to love each other and their brother, that we could trust in Christ and that he would save us and he would not find us doing wrong. Doing wrong. And yet, we Jewish Christians know very well that we cannot become right with God by obeying our Jewish laws, but only by faith in Jesus Christ to take away our sins. We are sinners if we start rebuilding the old system. I have been destroying that system of trying to be saved by keeping the Jewish laws. Because it is not by law that you are saved, but by grace. You cannot work your way into heaven. For it is through reading the scriptures that I came to realize that I could never find God's favor by trying and failing to obey the laws. I came to realize that acceptance with God comes by believing in Jesus Christ. Galatians 2, verse 19. So, you've been saved by Christ. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by trying to keep the Jewish law? Can you receive the Holy Spirit through your works? Have you gone completely crazy? There is no Jewish law that you can keep that can save you. Why do you think trying to obey those old laws will make you stronger in Christ? Why would you suffer for the gospel? I'm asking you. Was it not the Holy Spirit that worked miracles among you today? Isn't it the Holy Spirit that looks forward and groans with you for the future? Did not Abraham look to this day of groaning and being changed by the Holy Spirit in your words, your thoughts, and your deeds? Yes, and those who depend on the Jewish laws to save them are under God's curse. For the scriptures point out very clearly, cursed is everyone at any time who breaks a single one of those laws that are written in God's book of the law. You can't stay in God's favor by trying to obey all the laws. You could never obey them. It's an impossible system. It only points out that there is sin. But Christ has brought us out from under the doom of that impossible system by taking the curse of our wrongdoing upon himself. It was written in the scripture. For anyone who's hanged on a tree is cursed. Well, so then tell me, why were the laws given? They were added after the promise was given to show men how guilty they were about breaking God's laws. But this system of law was to last only until the coming of Christ. The child to whom God's promise was made. God gave these laws to angels to give to Moses, who then gave them to the people. But when God gave his promise to Abraham, he gave it to him alone. So then, Do we follow the promises of God and be saved? He would not have us do a different way. The only way is through faith in Jesus Christ. The way of escape is open to anyone who will believe in him. We are not guarded by the law. The law is like a yoke. It keeps you in custody. But Christ came so that you could be freed from the law. We don't need those laws any longer to guard us and lead us. We are children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. We are no longer slaves. We are Christians, we are one in Jesus Christ. And now that we are Christ's, we are the true descendants of Abraham, and all of God's promises to him belong to us too. And that is the way it was before Christ came. Yes, but we are no longer slaves to Jewish laws or the rituals that we thought could save us. They will not. Listen to me. And I'm telling you, and it's true. If you think you have to obey Jewish laws to be saved, you're wrong. There's nothing about that that's true. It's a false doctrine. Why don't you find out what the laws really mean? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one from a slave wife and one from a freeborn wife, and there was nothing unusual about the birth of the slave wife's baby, but the baby of the freeborn wife was born only after God had especially promised that he would come. Yes, he made a promise about the woman. And he said, he gave the commandments, and he said, by the way, one way was giving them his law, one way was giving him his faith. Abraham's slave wife, Hagar, represents Jerusalem, the mother city of the Jews, the center of that old system, trying to please God by trying to obey commandments. And the Jews who try to follow that system will be slaves of the bondwoman. But our mother city is the heavenly Jerusalem. And she is not a slave to Jewish laws. That is what Isaiah meant when he prophesied, now you can rejoice, O childless woman, you can shout with joy, though you never before had a child. I am going to give you many children, more children than the slave has. And so now, we who are born of the Holy Spirit, who are persecuted now, by those who want us to keep the Jewish laws, just as Isaac, the child of the promise, was persecuted by Ishmael, the slave wife's son. But we have been warned. God told Abraham, send away that slave woman and her child. Don't you know? Christ made us free from sin and the judgment of sin through his death. We can no longer count on circumcision and laws to save us. And we have been warned, a little leaveneth the whole loaf. we have been set free. It is God who has done it. It is He who is the one that has called you to be free and free in Christ. And it only takes one wrong person among you to infect all of the others. I only wish these teachers who want you to cut yourselves by being circumcised would cut themselves off from you and leave you alone. Because, dear brothers and sisters, family and loved ones, dear friends, it is not the law that sets you free, because you have been given freedom, not freedom to do wrong, but freedom to love and serve each other. For the whole law can be summed up in these two words: love each other. Love each other as God has loved you. And don't be so critical about each other. Don't ruin each other through criticism. Don't judge. Don't forget the poor of spirit, the brokenhearted. For it's they who will inherit the earth. Think ye heavenly high thoughts, good things, pure thoughts of peace and mercy. For we naturally love to do evil things that are just opposite of the things that the Holy Spirit tells us to do. And the good things that we want to do when the Spirit has His way with us are just opposite of our natural desires. For we know that there are two forces within us constantly fighting each other to win control over us, and our wishes are never free from their pressure. When we are guided by the Holy Spirit, you need no longer force yourself to obey Jewish laws. But when you follow your own wrong inclinations, your lives will produce these evil results: impure thoughts, eagerness for lustful pleasures, idolatry, spiritualism that encourages the activities of demons. And then there's that hatred and fighting among each other about stupid doctrines, jealousies about, excuse me, I know this, you know that, complaints and criticisms, feeling that everyone else is wrong except me and I'm so cool in my little group. Boy, they spread around false doctrines and they envy each other. Well, set apart ones, I am here to tell you that no one that lives that life or pretends, who hides in their little home, concluding that nothing can be seen that can be hidden. What can be hidden from every eye that it will be revealed to? For every eye will see and every knee will bow. Envy, murder, drunkenness, partying, it will all be seen. Everyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. But when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, He will produce the kind of fruit that God desires: love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those things don't come from Jewish laws. We don't need to look for them. And there's no honor in them. And keeping Jewish laws make you popular. That is not what God wants. Those who belong to Christ have nailed their natural evil desires to His cross, and they have been crucified. And if they are now living by the Holy Spirit, they let the Holy Spirit lead them in their lives. And they don't need to look to the law. no more. Let us not be tired of doing what's right, for after a while we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged and give up. Admit that Christ alone can save you. Christ alone. Dear brothers, do not be overcome by the law. Go gently and humbly before the law and before the God and ask Him to get you set right back on the right path. Remembering that it is only through Him, and it is only when we share in each other's troubles, doing what God has commanded us to do, that we walk in love. That is what the Word says. Do the right things. When you're guided by the Holy Spirit, you will come to the right conclusions. Spiritualism, drunkenness, envy, those things will not come into your life. God's mercy will be on you, and the mercy that He has to offer. May God's mercy and peace be upon all of you who live by the principles that He put forth, because He has changed you into a new and different people. You no longer need to be circumcised by the law. From now on, don't argue about these things, because you carry on in the body of Christ, who's already taken the scars. He's already taken the whippings. He already received the wound from your sin. He has made a set apart people. He has created a way, a path. He has knocked on the heart of a royal priesthood, a Melchizedek priesthood, to stand on the wall like a watchman and cry out a warning. If you will turn away from your false idols, if you will turn to Me, if you will put away sin and call upon Jehovah God, Adonai, great God, who creates the new Jerusalem, the new dwelling place for all my soul, where my kindred family will dwell with Me, where the plate is laid out on the banquet table, and we shall rejoice, and we shall cast our crowns at His feet and sing, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, for He is, He was, and He is to come, the great King, the Creator God, who knew Me before He knit me together in my mother's womb, to be a prophet for this day, to cry out a warning, the righteous day of the Lord is at hand. Prepare a way for the Lord. Prepare a way. Thank you for tuning in today. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Reach out to someone. Make their day. Hope to talk to you tomorrow. I love you. Bye-bye.